We got a special treat this afternoon. Now we've got Kyle Ola here in Studio D in the Joe Frederick zone of the new studio. We've got him in the corner here, but he's got some instruments and he's gonna be playing for us. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be up here.
Are you from Duluth originally?
Yep, I was born in Duluth. Yep.
Cool. So how did you play folk and kind of old time music? How did you get started playing then?
That's a good question. I think it was more of an evolution. I can't quite pinpoint the day, but I was just always interested in music, so it just kind of one thing led to another. I got carried away with it, and
yeah. I think you mentioned just earlier before we got on the air that you used to play drums and bass in different bands.
Yeah, I grew up playing in punk bands and putting on shows and getting together with friends and making stuff happen. So I guess I still feel like I'm doing that.
Yeah. This is interesting. We just have a host just yesterday mentioned about how kind of a lot of the people in the punk scene have gravitated towards kind of 30s type of Americana tunes. Is that a trend that you're seeing?
That's a trend that I'm seeing, and it's kind of no wonder why they would. Just in that it has a lot of ethos in common. But I was just talking with fella. Or KMD, Chris, who I haven't quite seen it go the inverse. Some people who maybe grew up on, traditional American music getting into punk bands. So right. I'm waiting to find that guy.
I bet maybe if you search far and wide enough, you'll find one person like that.
Call me.
Yeah. Well, they both have got like a big like DIY sort right. of yeah mentality. You're right. So playing up here, Voyageur tonight at 5 p.m. Let's start out with a song. Let's hear something.
Okay. Maybe I'll do this. All right. So this is a tune from this new record here. It's called "I Wouldn't Mind Dying If Dying Was All."
Here on WTIP with a new song from his new album. You used to wear that old straw hat, but now you wear the crown. Beautiful day for you to be up here, Kyle. I'm glad that you made the trip up. Thanks for joining us on the air. So you've got this new album out. What can you tell us about it?
What I can tell you is it's been a long time coming in that way. I've never really done a full record before. So the whole process was relatively short to actually do. But I've been meaning to do it for quite a while. And yeah, got a grant from ARAC to do it and work with Tom Fabchance, who's out of Ashland, Wisconsin. But he's done a lot of stuff with Spear Siren and Charlie Parr and Trampled by Turtles and just a lot of folks I respect. And so that was kind of a nice thing. He approached me and we made it happen. And the songs, anyhow, are kind of the concept came from, I really like taking songs that come from a solo vocal tradition and then like putting chords to them. So even though some of these songs have, in fact, that's already happened, the sources I was inspired by were like just a cappella field recordings or whatnot.
So. Yeah. Are there any original tunes on here? They're mostly traditional.
It's all public domain, you know, sources unknown, let your imagination run away. But, you know, I try to have my own thing put on them. But yeah, no original tunes.
Okay. But how do you, when you hear a song like in the public domain or like you just said, how do you know like, oh, I want to do this song?
Yeah, I guess it's, I don't know. I'm usually just attracted to a, a melody or maybe an inflection that the singer did. And you know, it's usually a pretty quick, I hear it and I'm like instantly emotionally reacting. And so, and you know, I don't know, maybe you've tried to learn songs or people out there that have, and sometimes it's really hard to memorize the lyrics and sometimes it's not. And I usually try to just pay attention to that. At least by now I'm just like, you know what, if it's not sticking right away, just not, I'm not gonna worry about it. So a lot of these tunes are tunes I've heard for a long time and they were just kind of, you know, fully digested and kind of familiar for me. So putting chords to them and so on was, you know, not so hard. It was kind of fun.
Yeah. So this is your first full one by yourself, because you did a lot of other stuff. I want to say Mumbling Drew, I think he had something, and 4 Mile Portage.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah. Lots of different, it seems like kind of a big kind of rootsy music family down in the Duluth area.
Yeah, it's easy to stay busy with that kind of thing, or you know, it's so yeah. I have played with 4 Mile Portage for a long time now, and I've known Tom since I was 12 years old. Probably he was my math teacher.
No way.
Yeah. So you know, I owe a lot to them, and for getting into like the more folk dance kind of thing. So I play fiddle with a number of different dance bands and play fiddle and other instruments with Mumbling Drew. We focus primarily more on like obscure string band songs and and blues and yeah, so work with a lot of different people, but this would be my first go at just sitting down with a mic and getting 10 or so songs out there. And and a lot of that was just playing music and trying to make a living. I wanted to have something that was like, this is what you, because you get that, like, I want to buy a record. Like, what's the record that sounds most like what I just heard? And I didn't have that. So
you got to make it yourself then.
Clearly. I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a full-time musician? Is this your main gig?
Yeah. I mostly do that. I got some odd jobs that I pick up and roast coffee and, so when I'm home, I got, you know, various things going, but yeah, this is all I really kind of do.
So there's going to be a release party for this. That's Amazing Grace. When's that happening?
That'll be this coming Saturday, six to eight, and it's going to be short and sweet. We got Charlotte Montgomery, who's another Duluthian who plays kind of old ballads or original tunes in that vein on banjo and guitar. And then Colorblind, Lee Johnson, he's a one-man band, freak of nature. So I won't give too much away, but it's something to see. So
I've got a mental image in my head about what that could entail, but I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be lighthearted and heavy-hearted and all the stuff. So
great.
Looking forward to it, yeah.
Do they still do the jug band thing down there?
You would have seen Lee there.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure that you've been all over that
for a while. I haven't gone the last few years, just one thing or another, but that was a thing that got me, you know, to interest. So you get into stuff when you're younger, and it's kind of just, you know, introspective and more about you because you discovered this. So it must be, you must be alone. And then as you discover, that just is never the case. And so the jug band battle was one of those things for me that kind of, projected outward, and I got to meet a lot of folks that were 20 or 30 years older than me that could tell me a thing or two and point me in certain directions. And so, yeah, it was good. Yeah. And they still do it. It's great.
It's a special thing. Kyle Ola is joining us right now. He's got an album with a release party this Saturday called Used to Wear That Old Straw Hat, But Now You Wear the Crown. Let's do another song.
Okay.
Switching over to guitar.
Not gonna work. All right, we'll do another tune here from this record. It's 21 Summers. I've got 21 summers. That is much too long to be rolling round here. I can't get home. It's to be rolling round here. I can't get home. And I can't get home. And I've got a wife and baby waiting at home for me. And I've got 21 summers. I can't go free. And I've got 21 summers. And I can't go free. And I can't go free. I've got a woman in Louisiana waiting up for me. And I've got 21 summers, I can go free. And I've got 21 summers, and I can go free. I can go free. And I've got 21 summers, that is much too long to be rolling round here, and I can get home. To be rolling round here, and I can get home. I can't get home. I said, babe, and I'm gone like a turkey through the corn. I've got 21 summers, come around here no more. I've got 21 summers around here no more. Come around here no more. I've got 21 summers, that is much too long to be rolling round here, and I can't get home. To be rolling round here, and I can't get home. And I can't get home.
Kaya Ola's live with us here on WTIP right now, playing songs from his new album, Used to Wear That Old Straw Hat, But Now You Wear the Crown. There's a release party for that at the Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. So that was a very apt song to play on the first day of summer. That's so right. You got guitar and banjo, and I know you're a fiddler as well. What all do you play?
Those are the three, I think. I think this was my original idea, the three sisters of, you know, folk music, or the fiddle, guitar, and banjo. So those are the three I think I really, you know, work for me. Play a little mandolin and been trying to learn how to play the squeeze box unsuccessfully, but yeah, and I play American folk music. I play, you know, little things that fit inside of there, blues and old time music, learning some Cajun music on fiddle. So
have you gotten down to Louisiana, New Orleans
been,
area?
Yeah. Yeah, and I got the John Hughlin scholarship this year to go to a couple festivals. So I'll be heading to West Virginia in August.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing out there?
It's a Cajun music festival, so I'll be playing tunes with, you know, it's kind of like the folk school thing up here. There's all these festival grounds and schools that bring in masters of their craft in this place. Augusta brings in Cajun music masters and Appalachian and honky tonk, all sorts of kinds of music. And so there's some folks from Louisiana coming up.
Cool.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, I would have expected like a much more Appalachian type thing. If it's West Virginia, wouldn't expect Cajun at
right.
all. So that's cool.
But they, yeah, they're pulling from all sides. It's great. So I'm pretty honored to get to, you know, sit in with some of these folks because they're, you know, if you've been to Louisiana, you know it's like a different country and the living traditions there are pretty strong. So the Louisiana French thing, it's just something else. So not Northern.
the ends of the Mississippi have very different styles of just life, probably, I would imagine.
Yeah, we all get right along, you know, play tunes, it's good.
Well, the name of this album is Used to Wear That Old Straw Hat, But Now You Wear the Crown, which is a very interesting and long title. Where did this come from?
So that's there's a track on the album called Born and Raised in Covington. And it's not such a different story as the song I just played. It's pretty much somebody's going to jail and wanting to get out. So, and you can take that, you can take whatever that means to you, but there's a line at the end of the song. That's the line at the end of the song, which kind of was a mysterious, you know, line. What does that really mean? I have my own thoughts about it, but either way, it's just a colorful line that, that I liked. So,
yeah. Are you still playing with Charlie Parr now and again?
Now and again, yeah. You know, these days, kind of when he's in Duluth, he and I get together if it works out. And he's been really on the road this year. I feel like this could be wrong, but I feel like more than ever, he's got his new record and he's just out. So, so I haven't been too regular, but you know, 2016, I think it was, we were playing together quite a bit, and that was so good.
Yeah.
So I grew up watching him, you know. And
you know, he's got that new, he's got a new vehicle for being on the road. It's like this minivan with a, almost like a gypsy caravan interior in the back. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds about right.
Well, or what else are you doing up here in Cook County? If you're making use of the sunshine and the longest day of the year, what do you got going on?
I did the work study program last year at the folk school, you know, and so I kind of did a double whammy for myself, and I'm taking a course over there with Harley doing the Scandinavian figure carving, which has been really fun. So I actually should be there right now, but he gave me the okay.
Sorry, Harley.
So, that's great. Yeah, so I'm doing that and really enjoying it. And other than that, just kind of hanging out with old friends and making new ones. And yeah.
Well, I think we had a friend of yours a couple times in the air last year when he was up here. Skylar Hawkins played banjo for us.
Oh, you did?
Here a couple times. So I heard that you guys used to do stuff for like Homegrown and things like that.
We did, and we still do. He's in Minneapolis now, but we still play. I mean, that's pretty much what we do when we hang out. We play tunes and drink a lot of coffee.
So, were you at Homegrown this year?
I sure was, yep. I was did a solo set, and then I played with 4 Mile Portage too, another set with them, and then I played I've gotten a kind of original folk group, kind of like a folk rock group, called Yester, and we did a set, and so yeah, it was a good time. I also played the Children's Museum.
Oh, cool.
That's a fun one. Yeah.
If you're joining us right now, we've got Kyle Ola here on the air. He's got a new album out called Use to Wear That Old Straw Hat, but now you wear the crown, getting released on Saturday at Amazing Grayson's. Let's do another song.
I'll play one here that I recorded in 2016. It's a kind of a collaborative effort with Charlie. It's Wouldn't Mind Working From Sun to Sun.
Music here from Kyle Ola on WTIP and a new album release party down in Duluth on Saturday. And I just noticed that you've got like a tiny Mother of Pearl Minnesota on your banjo, which I thought was pretty cool. So what's next for you after the album release party? Is there a lot of traveling around? What's coming up next?
Yeah, I'll be doing stuff around Minnesota and heading to West Virginia. I'll be doing a couple things on the way out there, and then more of just the same, I guess, just playing music and collaborating. So nothing super, you know. This was the thing I've been working to, getting this record out, and so now I'm just going to play.
Sounds good.
Keep playing.
Is there a way that people can learn more about you and your music and follow you?
Sure. I'm online. I got a website, kyleola.com, and there's not much on there but music and dates, you know. But I got a Facebook, but I mean it's the same, you know. I just put dates on there, and I don't do a lot of social media stuff.
Social media.
You know, I think, you know, that's a part of my whole mission is, you know, when I started discovering living traditions and meeting people out there doing stuff, it's just like, yeah, I gotta get out there and do stuff and meet the people who are out there doing stuff. Not to say if you put it on social media, you're not doing the stuff, but it's just a thing that, you know, Brian French up in Duluth, he does the Duluth Folk School, and he had some wise words for me. He said, you know, bad medicine is bad medicine. So social media can help you out, but if it doesn't taste good, you know, yeah, do what it does. So
that's interesting you say that, because I've almost been leaning towards the camp, like, you got to do it more than ever right now. But no, that's an interesting take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Jack London. He talks about you don't have to just destroy the technology we have. You just have to conquer it in a way that, don't let it conquer you. And I think that's a thing you can slip into that pretty easily if you can't stop swiping the things and it's conquering you. So I don't think social media is a bad thing at all. It's just the new hammer. But so I'm just trying to use caution with it.
Sounds good.
Just put dates on there and music and, you know, come outside.
Keeping it real, the music as well. Kyle Ola, new album is Used to Wear That Old Straw Hat, but now you wear the crown. Thanks for so much for being on the air today.
Thanks for having me.